Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 236, stanzas 1 and 2. By all whom thou hast made, be praise and worship paid through earth abroad, and thy name be glorified. There is none great beside, matchless thy works abide, for thou art God. 1 and 2 of Psalter 236.
Portion of God's Word that we wish to read this afternoon, you can find recorded in the book of Jonah and thereof the first chapter. Jonah chapter 1, but first we will read the 12 articles of our undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every one unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be, that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is come upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is come upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not. For the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, we may consider in this morning hour that rebellion that is living in the heart of that natural man, and that resistance against all thy work. And now we may hear it in this hour, not only what it was, but also what it remains, and what a work that thou hast with thy people. For they have still so often as such a rebellious will. Oh, that thou may press forward in thy own work, that we be not left to ourselves, even as thy servants, and that we may be given to bow under thee in all things, to go thy way. Wilt thou remember all thy children? Cause them to receive instruction out of this thy word. Oh, wherefore should a living man complain? A man for the punishment of his sins. And for the fire shall try every man's work, of what sort it is, even the work of each and every one of us. Wilt thou instruct us then in thy truth, and give that truth may have power in our heart and in our life, to keep us, to watch over, to protect us, and to lead us and to draw us unto thee. For except thou drawest, we run not after thee. And wilt thou seek us out who will not seek thee out? Even as thou sayest, thou art that great shepherd who leavest the 99. That thou mayst seek that which is lost, that which is gone astray. Lord, we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned each one to his own way. But we can read in thy word that thou hast laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Oh, can we not then read how that thou wast pleased in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering? And he was so willing, as we have heard also in this hour, to descend, and that he may take upon himself the sin of his people, that he may go in that way of suffering. And then he turned not away, but he said, "Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will. Yea, thy law is within my heart. O give thy church to follow him as that great example that is set before them, and that they may be brought through all thy leadings to honor and to glorify thy own great name. Lord, that thou may look upon each and every one of us. We can read of that wicked king, that he said unto his own son, and thou son of that perverse and that rebellious woman, Lord, thou knowest what our hearts are. We need to be stopped. We need to be drawn. Wilt thou look upon young and old, our children, our young people? Wilt thou show to them in the days of their youth what their heart is, and that they may be given truly also to mourn, to turn from sin, to hate sin as it appears within themselves, within their own heart and life, and that they may be given to abhor themselves in dust and in ashes before thee in the days of their youth, that they also may remember their Creator in the days of their youth, before the evil days draw near, and that their young bones may be given to thee in thy service, with great love and desire, with zeal, with strength, and with energy, that thou may raise up also out of them mothers and fathers for our families, and that thou may raise up out of them office bearers within thy church, that the fear of thy name may become evident. And wilt also remember parents in the bringing up of our children, and also teachers, instructors in our own school. O grant to all of us to gather wisdom when we instruct as office bearers also in thy holy word, in the doctrines according unto thy word, and that our children may receive a desire in their heart, and that they may know thy truth within, and that they may also beseech thee, that thou may sanctify that word of truth to them. Wilt thou look upon those that are older? Thou knowest how time that goes faster and faster, the older that we become, as so many things to take up our heart and life in this world. We need that thy Spirit would also give us an interest in the spiritual things, that we may seek, that we may knock, that we may ask, that we also may receive from thee. Wilt thou look upon all that have become old, when the many difficulties of life, they are come upon them, and when there are also often so many fears, knowing what lies soon in the future, Lord, that thou thyself may be near unto them, when they have become old and gray-headed, wilt thou be with all the sick, our brother elder also at home, wilt thou grant health and strength to him, and unto others that are not able to come up with us in this day. Be with those that mourn. Thou knowest where that they are, and we go on, but thou knowest their burden, and wilt thou supply for them in all their sorrow, and wilt thou remember our governments, all those that rule and reign over us in the nations in which we are living. Lord, that thou may look on them in thy mercy, and upon us as nations in thy favor. O, turn us again, that thy word may be heeded, and that thou may bring us upon our knees before thee, not dealing with us as our many sins deserve. Wilt thou look upon all those that are persecuted for the sake of thy name? Strengthen them, encourage them, and wilt thou watch over and protect them? Give them also that courage to stand for the confession of Thee. And oh, that Thou may remember us also, and we live in a land still where we may worship in a free way, but we know not what is coming. And then we can fear sometimes that those days, they are not so very far away from us. O Lord, that Thou may cause us to hasten for the sake of our life, that we may be found in Thee, and that we also may be established in Thee, and that we may receive what is necessary, we and our children, for that great tribulation that is coming. Oh, that Thou may awaken us out of our sleep, out of our sloth, out of our careless, out of our carnal life, and cause us to receive that substance, that treasure, wherewith we are able to live and to die. Wilt Thou look upon all those that are in the prisons, those that are innocent, those that are guilty. Remember those that are upon the mission fields. And wilt Thou grant unto them also Thy blessing, and that Thy word may go forth over the length and breadth of the whole world. And wilt Thou supply for all Thy servants. Look upon us also as a consistory. And wilt Thou help us in the labors of our hands. And when week by week we may meet as a consistory, and when we may meet with our families in the homes, and when we may instruct our youth and our children, and that Thou may bless the labors of our hands and cause the word to fall as seed upon the ground, and that there may still also be seed that falls upon ground prepared by Thee, taking root downward and bringing forth fruit upward. Oh, that Thou Thyself may look upon us in this afternoon hour, and when Thy word is to be brought for a second time, Lord, who is sufficient for these things, that Thou may stand on our right and on our left hand, that Thou may endue us with power from on high, that we may look upon to Thee in all our need, both in speaking and in listening, and that the blessing may come out of Thy heavenly store. Do it, Lord, for the sake of Thy great and holy name. For Jesus' sake, amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 100, stanzas 1 through 4. Forever trusting in the Lord, take heed to do His will. So shalt thou dwell within the land. So shalt thou dwell within the land, and He thy needs shall fill. 1 through 4 of Psalter 100. But Jonah wrote, "Flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." Why? Why was that a servant of the Lord? Yes, that was a prophet of the Lord. Did he not love the Lord? Yes, he loved the Lord. And he did not understand the dealings of the Lord. And he could not bow under the ways of the Lord. And there we see necessity. And that the Lord is teaching his people to pray. And thy will be done in heaven. That is our subject for this afternoon, which we can find explained by our fathers and lords. Question 124. Lord's Day 49, question 124. Question, answer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, we and all men may renounce our own will and without murmuring obey good, that so everyone may attend to and perform the duties of his station and calling, willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. So far our Lord's Day. To pray for the fulfillment of the will of the Father. First, that they may have their own will. And second, that they may submit to the Father's will. Christ teaches his people to pray for the Father. First, that they may renounce their own will. And second, that they may submit to the Father's will. And thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But is not the will of God upon the earth even as it is done in heaven? Is there anything, beginning or the end of the world, that ever takes place outside of the Father's will? That shall stand. And I will do all my pleasure. And is not that counsel so firm? Fear him any variableness or shadow of turning. And so that what he has spoken and had not come to pass on this earth, as if his children, they must now seek and they must now pray that his will actually be done. That is not a prayer. And that is questioning whether the will of God is accomplished in this world. Because of this, there is no question. But it is also for us to say that the Lord instructs his church to ask for submission to this will. Which was not always necessary. That we would have to ask, that we would be submissive to the Lord. But that submission, this prayer, that was made necessary because we read in Genesis 3 that the Lord said unto Eve, thy desire shall be, and he shall rule over thee. That was part of the curse, part that the Lord has afflicted upon the woman for her part in the giving of that fruit unto the man. He shall rule over thee. What is that difference? That your desire that must be to your husband, that must be mission to the will of your husband. When is that difficult? It's is very easy. And when is that? That is when you agree. We would not even call that submission. Said, I do not need to submit because my will, that is as the will of my husband. But how different that is. A will different than the will of your husband. Then suddenly that becomes a very difficult thing. To that will of your husband according to that word of the Lord. Before the fall, there was no disagreement between the man and the woman. Thus, Eve was always under the rule of Adam, of the man. That was never different. But at that time it was so easy because of the unity of the wills. And only because when that will, there has come a disagreement in the wills. Not only the man and the woman, but so it is between the Lord and mankind. Because before the fall, there was nothing else that was living in the heart of man except what was according to the Lord. So that everything that was in us that delighted in a doing, but it is now after the fall that it has become so different, that it has become so difficult. And why? That is not because of a change in the Lord's will, but it is because of a change in the will of man. The will of man has become perverse. That will of man has become corrupt. It has become rebellious. Thus man did not lose his will. He did not lose his will altogether. Human being that has become as the animals, which have not a will but have only an instinct. He did not lose his will. If he had lost his will, then he had become like a block. And the only thing that was necessary for him was that same power that the Lord had created in his creation. But man has not lost his will. No, he has returned. And because that will has been perverse, there is a greater power that is unleashed ever upon mankind than that power in the creation of regeneration is not the same creation. And why not? It is because there is a perverse, there is resistive force. We heard it in that woman. Which needs to come. The Lord Jesus, he says, that one that is greater than he, that is one that is greater than the devil, he needs to come. And he needs to overcome. He needs to come out. Thus, that will of man not lost, that will of man corrupt. Opposite way we have been created. So that when before everything was according to that will, when before every act of the inclination of man, before that fall, nothing but good. And exactly the opposite. His will, his desire, evil, sin. The will of man. Our fathers, they say that will that needs to be renounced. that needs to be completely rejected because it is nothing but a sinful rebellion. So it is before conversion. So it is before conversion in an outward way, in a very bold way, in a very provoking way. Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." We say it not. But is it not what lives in our hearts, young people? Not only you, but all of us also. When we say, we do not know the Lord, and we will not have this man to reign over us, but I have now my own will, I will not submit unto the will of the Lord. Is the Lord able to overcome such a rebellious will? Read it in our canons. What regeneration is. When you say that is now my will. That is now the resistance of my heart. Is there then hope for me? Oh, read what regeneration is. That irresistible work. By the power of that Holy Spirit to do what? To renew. To renew that will. That is not only that there may be some modification, not only that there may be a reformation, not only that that will may be guided somewhat, that it needs now to be instructed. He needs to be taught. He needs to be brought in the right way. No. But by the power of that Spirit, we read that that will that is completely renewed, it is made into a new will. And yet the Lord Jesus, who is he teaching here to pray? Well, he is teaching his disciples because they have said, "Lord, teach us to pray." And now it is the disciples of the Lord. It is the people of the Lord that the Lord is teaching to pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." What does that mean? Well, that is that he teaches the continued perverseness of the will of his people. That is not the will of the new man, because Paul, he says, there is a new man and there is an old man. Thus, there is a renewed will. That will of that new man, that will, he says, that is renewed after the image of him who created him. And yet, he speaks about that old man that still has a will that is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Thus, a people with a renewed will and yet retaining a perverse will. There is in that people love for the Lord, but there is not always agreement with his will. And there is especially not always agreement with that will when they are called to walk in a way of suffering, of affliction, of trial in this world. Solomon loved the Lord. Solomon had the love, he loved the people of the Lord. And it was the will of the Lord that that kingdom would be divided. That was not the will of Solomon. No, he himself, he seeks to kill Jeroboam. It was the will of the Lord to spare Nineveh another 100 years. Oh, Jonah, he loved the Lord. He loved the people of the Lord. But Nineveh, they were the enemies of the Lord. They were the enemies of the people of the Lord. And it was through that people that they had to suffer affliction. That was not the desire of Jonah. And thus it was not the will of Jonah. When the Lord said to his disciples, and that he would go through a way of suffering. And then Peter, he says, not so. This shall not be unto thee. No, that was not the will of Peter, but the love of the Lord that was living, that was burning in his heart. Oh, the disciples, they loved the Lord. They would have him to sit upon the throne of the kingdom. And he did feed those multitudes. And those multitudes, they are beginning to speak. They are talking together. Oh, we will make this man a king. And we will set him on the throne. And if he will not do it willingly, then we will take him and we will make him king by force. And then there is no one that is so glad as those disciples. And what do we read? That the Lord Jesus, he had to constrain them against their will, that they would get into that ship and go over onto the other side. Oh, that is all that will of the flesh. That is all that seeking still after everything that is carnal. Oh, that is that will, and that perverse will, and that is sometimes such a burden to the true people of the Lord. Grant that we may renounce our own will. What a difficult thing. What an impossible thing. To renounce our own will, because it is our will. Thus, that is not a light matter. That people, they feel it. It is in the will. Thus, it is part of the warfare. Because indeed, there is a desire. There is a desire that will would be put down. But then they feel how strong that perverse will is within them. What have they to do? Oh, then they feel it. How can they overcome themselves, their own will? Oh, then they need to ask the Lord. Lord, wilt thou overcome that perverse will that is within me? Because I have no power within myself. And therefore the Lord, he has taught that people to pray, Lord, thy will be done. Grant that we may renounce our own will. What is it? It is a prayer. It is a supplication in the warfare. In the heart of a people who are fighting a battle. A battle between that will of that old man and that will of that new man. That will of that new man that desires to follow after the will of the Lord. And then he is teaching them to pray that the Lord may help them. That the Lord may gain the victory for them. That the Lord may put down that old will that is living and that is so often working so hard within their own heart. Oh, there are times they do not pray that so earnestly. Thy will be done. Why not? For congregation, it is the will. It is the will. It is the strength of that old will. And because of the strength of that old will, then there is actually something of that double life again. Oh, then they are praying because they know that they have to pray that, and that is the better way. They know it. And yet in their heart, still desiring somewhere that my will could still be done. Oh, there are other times that they may pray that so fervently, that they may pray that so earnestly, O Lord, wilt thou give me that I may renounce that perverse will? Why? Because they see the excellency of that place where they may be so submissive unto the will of the Lord. That is our second thought. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, grant that we and all men may renounce our own will and without murmuring obey thy will, which is only good. Thy will. What is that will? How do we know that will? That will of the Lord. If we will know the will of the Lord, then the Lord has to reveal His will unto us. How does the Lord show to man? How does the Lord's will become evident? It becomes evident in the first place in the way of His providences. Because when it is through His providences that we may see what that will of the Lord is, because we know that nothing is taking place outside of that will. That is sometimes a great comfort, because we have no control over the providences of the Lord in this world. And then it is when things seem so to go against that church, and then it is sometimes such a great comfort that everything is happening according to the will of the Lord. That is, of course, for the past. That is, of course, for the present, that we may know something of that will by His providence. But how may we know that will of the Lord concerning the future? Well, that will of the Lord that is also revealed unto us in His Word. His Word that is in itself the revelation of the will of the Lord. Does He reveal everything of His will? No, there is much of His will that is secret. There is much of His will that is hidden, that is covered from us. We call that sometimes His hidden will, or we call it the will of His decree. But there are also many things, and that is the very purpose of that whole Word of God, from Genesis to Revelation. There are still many things concerning His will that He is revealing unto us. And this is what we sometimes call His revealed will, or the will of His command. For what are we now accountable? Are we accountable for the will of His decree or for the will of His command? Not of His decree, but for the will of His command. Moses says, the secret things, they belong unto the Lord our God. But those things that are revealed, they belong unto us and unto our children forever. Why? Well, he says, that we may do that word of the Lord. Thus the Lord has revealed that will in order that we may do it, in order that we may follow it. Thus there is the hidden will and there is the revealed will. Is that then two wills? Are there then two wills in God? No. There is but one will in God. Then it is that revealed will that is serving that will of His decree. They are never contrary to one another, although sometimes it seems as if they are contrary to one another. But the Lord is using that revealed will that He may bring to pass the things which are lying in that eternal decree, sometimes commanding things that He has never intended in the will of His decree that they should ever come to pass. Like children, He said to Abraham that you must take your son Isaac and offer him upon that altar of burnt offering. That was the will of His command, what was commanded to Abraham. But He has never decreed that this should happen. And that we cannot understand it. But what have we to do with? We have only to do with that will of His command, called to submit, called to pray. Thy will be done, that is, that we may renounce our own will. Let us sing. 336. I have followed truth and justice. Leave me not in deep distress. Be my help and my protection. Let the proud no more oppress. And what follows in 1 and 2 of 336. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, grant that we and all men may renounce our own will and without murmuring obey thy will, which is only good. The Lord reveals in his word the decree of predestination. That is, that he has elected and that he has rejected certain persons. What the Lord does not reveal is who that those persons are. That is clear because we can read that he directs his servants that they are not to pull out the tares unless they root up the wheat also. Does the Lord ever reveal it? Sometimes. We can read of that Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, that there was revealed that there was some good thing in him toward the Lord God of Israel, but they are exceptions. For the most part, that is something that has to become evident in the fruits. Thus, it is not our place when we look for our own salvation to be beginning to ask whether that we are elected or that we are rejected. We have to do not with the secret part, but we have to do with that revealed part. And what is that revealed part? The revealed part is that the Lord is bringing his people to his word, or he is bringing those elect, he is bringing that word to the elect. Thus the ways of his providence reveal, and that the Lord has a certain favor already in an outward way when he has brought us under that word. That revealed will is that the Lord says, ask, seek, knock. That is the will of his command. And he is adding to that a blessed promise that I do and shall give, and that you shall find, and that that door that shall be opened unto you. Is that then not sufficient? Do we believe his word? And do we take him at his word? Does our belief of that word, that revealed will, does that show in our life? Maybe you say, why does he even reveal that he has such a decree that is for the comfort of his church? Why? Because when a man learns, when he learns the perverseness of his own will, then there is only one hope for him. And what is that hope? That is lying in the will of the Lord. Young people, there are many today, they say, minister, you must stress not that man is unable, because that makes people so careless, that makes them so discouraged. You must stress that man, he is so unwilling. What is the difference? What is the difference? What is the difference if we truly believe that the will of man is bound? What is the difference if we truly believe that that will of man is corrupt? What is the difference if we truly believe that there is no ability to change my own perverse will? But so often that is coming up out of a secret thought that will of man can be changed by man. That we are not truly dead. That will of man that only needs to be guided. It is the rejection of the depth of our fall. The experience of that true church is that will, my will, that is perverse. That my will that needs to be completely renewed outside of the decree of election, there is no hope for the people. That is the foundation for their expectation. That is the foundation of their cry. Out of that deep need. So that leper worshipped the Lord and said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Oh, is that also our cry? The antinomians, they do not subject themselves unto the law of the Lord. They say that there is no obligation that they must keep the law of the Lord. Why? Well, we are forgiven anyway. Sin lies in the decree of God. It is going to happen. That is true. But then it is used as a cloak. It is used as a cloak for our wicked life, to fulfill the desires of a corrupt will. And it is an abuse of the blessed doctrines of the Word of God. Already in the time of Paul, there were those that said, "Let us do evil that good may come." Paul says, "Their damnation that is just." And without murmuring, obey thy will which is only good, so that everyone may attend to and perform the duties of his station and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. Without murmuring, willingly, faithfully, as the angels in heaven. What is that? To murmur. Children, what is that to murmur? Maybe you do that too sometimes. You murmur. You are asked to do something by your mother, by your father, and, well, you are grumbling under your breath. Or you do not want to do it. To obey with murmuring, that is no true obedience, because then we do not do it willingly. We do not do it with our heart. Do you know what we are still cleaving to? We are still cleaving to our own will. Above the will of my father. Above the will of my mother. Boys and girls, remember something. You must when you are young. You must when you are very young already. Come to submit your will to your father and to your mother. Will you think about that? That is so important. So important. Because the Lord says, honor your father and mother, yes. But there is another reason. And that is that we also must learn, even when you become older, hopefully when you are still young, we must learn, every one of us, to submit our will unto the will of the Lord. And thus the Lord has given to you a father or a mother. Or will you ask the Lord, when your will is different than your father's will, than your mother's will, will you ask the Lord, O Lord, help me. Help me to renounce my own will, that I may do the will of my father, that I may do the will of my mother. Lord, help me to agree. And Lord, wilt thou help me also to renounce my own will, that I may especially do thy will. Because to pray thy will be done, that is to pray for complete submission. To pray thy will be done is to ask the Lord, Lord, take away all my murmuring. Is that only for spiritual things? Our fathers, they speak here about our station and our calling. Our calling, what is that, young people? You prepare for your calling in life, your occupation in life. You know that years ago, it was very different because then there was not the same opportunity that there is today. Do you know how much submission that was often required of young men and when they went out into the workforce years ago? There was no opportunity for education. And when your father was a farmer, then you became a farmer. And your father was a laborer, then you became a laborer. And now you see what the Lord gives to you when he brings you up in this time. But that does not mean that every occupation in this world that is at your disposal, because there are also occupations which require you to work unnecessarily on the Sabbath day, occupations that will bring you away from God's word, from God's truth, occupations that do foster all the vanity and the carnality that there is in this world. You must ask the Lord if he will lead you, if he will guide you also in the calling of your life. Do you ask for that? Ask yourself, when you have to choose a calling in your life, an occupation, if you think that you could do it with a new heart. If you could do it, if the Lord would convert you. And if you cannot do it, you think with a new heart, and then ask the Lord if you may do something else. There is also, they speak about our station, our calling and our station. Thus, not only our occupation, but also that place. That place that the Lord has given to us in this world. Governed, of course, by many things, providence, family, the place where we may find our labors in this world, but that station, some are never happy because the grass is always greener on the other side. And so then they are going from here, from station to station to station. And then they are not finding that happiness. On the other hand, it can be that the Lord is calling us, and that our station in this life is changing. In all these things, taught to pray, "Thy will be done, grant me to renounce my own will, and without murmuring obey thy will, which is only good." Can be you say, what is the Lord's will? Because that is not so easy. Can be very difficult to know. Do I go to the right hand? Do I go to the left hand? Be careful how you use the word of the Lord, that you do not take that word of the Lord out of its context. We don't deserve an answer because we go on in our sin. But the Lord can give you an answer. Do you believe that, young people? The Lord can give you an answer. And sometimes he is pleased to give an answer. Other times, then we must only ask, is it now against the word of the Lord? And when it is not against the word of the Lord, then it is possible that we are moving forward with a cry to the Lord that he will grant us his blessing without murmuring. Obey thy will. Not only in that calling, that station, but everything. Or when the Lord gives us health, but also when the Lord gives us sickness. When we may marry, but also when we may not marry. When we may have children, but also when we may not have children. When we may have riches, but also when we must suffer poverty. When we may have a position or no position, an office or no office, that so everyone may attend to and perform the duties of his station and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. There is nothing so good as to agree with the Lord. Was there not peace? Was there not rest in that heart of Job when he said the Lord gave? The Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. David. Take that ark back. Because if the Lord is pleased with me, oh, then he will bring me again. And he will show me both it and his habitation. But if the Lord say thus, I have no delight in thee, then here I am. Let him do with me as is good in his sight. Oh, then everything that the Lord does is good. Then his will is good, and that I am but clay. Clay in the hands of the Lord. Blessed place, most blessed place that we can receive here in this world. And therefore the Lord, he is teaching his people to pray. Lord, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we are not so submissive, but we are desiring our own will. Wilt thou teach us to pray uprightly, in honesty, in earnestness, for the renouncing of our own will. And make thou us clay in thy holy fingers, that thou may do with us whatsoever that thou wilt, and that our whole life, all our heart and all our actions may be in thy service. All to thy honor, all to thy glory, until we lay down this old will and this body in the grave, and when it shall no more arise except in incorruption, and when that old will shall be done, and that new will that will agree with thee in everything. And wilt thou humble us for all thou hast given in this day? And wilt thou bless thy word? Dismiss us with thy blessing. Help us in the week to come, each one in our place in this world. Give thy word place in our hearts. Let us not go. O Lord, work through, with young and old, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 84, 1 and 2. I graciously will teach thee the way that thou shalt go, and with my eye upon thee, my counsel make thee know. And what follows, 1 and 2 of Psalter 84.
Thank you. is God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, O creatures here below. Praise Him.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.